Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meet the Mets. Well, it's December, but visions of Mets baseball here on WCBS are right at the forefront today, and that is because the Mets are reportedly signing American League Cy Young winner Justin Verlander to a two-year deal worth $86 million with a vesting option for a third season. And joining me now with more is WCBS Mets play-by-play announcer Wayne Randazzo. Wayne, thanks for joining us. So Mets fans, we're just starting to adjust to a future potentially, or definitely without Jacob deGrom. So what's your reaction when this happens?
Well, it's a good move. I mean, it's really something that the Mets needed to do, was fill that hole that DeGrom leaves behind, an enormous hole that really only one pitcher that I could think of out there that could really fill that was available to them, and that's Verlander. So the Mets, just a few days after DeGrom's big announcement, bring in Verlander. It's a short-term deal, and really I think if the Mets were going to re-sign Jacob, it would have been on a deal similar to this one. But DeGrom wanted something longer term. He got it from the Texas Rangers. And now Verlander comes in, you know, certainly quite a bit older than DeGrom, a little bit older than Scherzer, and he is able to take that short-term deal with a lot of money owed to him now over the next two seasons. But it frees up the Mets financially in the long term, and in the short term, well, a clear window to try to win these next 2 years with Verlander and Scherzer reunited.
And this is happening almost exactly a year after the Mets signed Scherzer. And Scherzer's personality, his demeanor, you really saw it on display, not only on the mound, but in the clubhouse this past season. And while DeGrom was a little bit more subdued, what do we know about the type of competitor that Justin Verlander is? I mean, he played with Scherzer back in Detroit a while ago. How important is that relationship going to be for the whole rotation, do you think?
Well, I think they are competitive with each other. You know, throughout the season, you saw them bouncing back and forth in the all-time strikeouts list. A little something that from afar, I think the two of them really were keeping in mind. And now they're going to be doing it side by side, probably back-to-back days. Verlander is 12th all-time in strikeouts. Scherzer is 13th. There are five strikeouts between them in their careers. So they'll be jockeying for position as the season goes along. And I think it'll be a window into their competitiveness with each other. But now they're going to be able to win with each other, and they'll need each other to win, which is a big deal to them. So I think that Verlander and Scherzer will bring out the best in each other. You know, Verlander is not the type of, like Scherzer is, to be stalking around the mound and to be stomping all over the place. But I do know that Verlander is an extremely competitive player, as well as Scherzer. Maybe he outlets it in a little bit of a different way, but there's no questioning how intense Justin Verlander is as well. And I think Buck Showalter especially is going to like having the two of them together.
I saw Howie Rose tweet about the feeling that you guys both got when Jacob deGrom would take the mound. Are you expecting that same type of feeling now, back-to-back with Scherzer and Verlander?
Well, I think with deGrom, you know, he was so dominant when he was at his best that you really just got swept up in what special thing can Jacob do tonight? You know, as Scherzer's gotten older, he's learned to pitch a little bit differently. You know, Verlander, this was his first year coming off Tommy John surgery, and he just put together an extremely consistent season. And I think what's different about Verlander and Scherzer is their consistency. They know how to get the best out of themselves, no matter what their stuff looks like on that particular day. They just know how to pitch and get hitters out, and they want to win. Whereas Jacob was really just out there to put on a show, and you just kind of rode the wave of what DeGrom could do on the mound on any given night. So it's a little bit different, I think, but we're going to see two Hall of Famers who still have a lot left and who are going to try to win one more time together. And I think that's what they want to do. They've both won recent World Series, Scherzer in 2019 and Verlander this past season. So they have that taste of victory. It's pretty recent, and now they're just trying to finish off their Hall of Fame careers, and they get to do it together.
WCBS Mets play-by-play announcer Wayne Randazzo. Wayne, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.